I have learned so much just being here and experiencing community and experiencing you as people. And I just really wanted to get that out of the way because I needed to tell you how much I've enjoyed being here. I'm going to leave Monday, and I'll be helping with worship on Sunday night. But this is my sort of last chance to really make a speech. So I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your sharing. It means so much to me, you who are the elders here. So many of you have sat down to share with me, men and women, and I feel really blessed. I shared with you before that in Indian culture, the children are considered sacred because they are so close to God. And by the same token, the elders are considered very sacred because they are so close to God. And so, you who are elders, I thank you for the opportunity to speak to me, to let me speak. And you who are my brothers and sisters, I can't tell you how happy it makes me to see us be family together. And I'm thinking about Daniel and all the children, and it was such a right thing today when we had to say goodbye to Daniel and saw Allison coming in and Claire. So I think this is wonderful that we have our children with us. I can't wait till the summer when there's more children. And I get to bring my daughter. That will be very special for me. This talk will also have two parts. And I will maybe take a little pause in the middle. And I would invite you who were here last time and wrote to me, I would invite all of you to write to me again tonight or tomorrow. But I don't think I'll take time for it in the middle. But talking to you is a great honor and privilege. But believe me, reading your responses back to me and being able to learn from you is so special and means so much to me, so that if you can write a page in response and give it to me before I leave, I would be very, very appreciative of that. When the letter came for me to come up here, the invitation was such a great honor, and it asked me to talk about my experience, which was the first half, and my needs, which I made for the second half of my first presentation, and my concerns, and that will be this first section. As an Indian woman, as a Lutheran woman, as a non-Indian woman, I would like to share my concerns. And I was also asked to share some of my dreams. And that is the vision that I will share, one of my dreams. This first part then would be choosing to love. Just for review, for some of you who are new, my first two presentations, or first two sections, dealt with choosing to forgive and choosing to live. So this one would be choosing to love And then the last, dancing the vision. As an Indian woman, a Lakota woman, I guess you know by now that I am deeply concerned about our land, about our planet. I want the land and all the forms of life that are upon it, including humanity, to be preserved. I want the seventh generation of my grandchildren and your grandchildren and the 77th generation to see all the beauty that we see and we have seen. And I want them to see more than you can see today. Some of you who are elders remember seeing a greater beauty, which is slipping away from this country. There's a tremendous beauty that exists still in our world, and we must save it for all the children and the children's children. I am deeply concerned that each of us choose to love the land and all living things. I am deeply concerned about freedom, your freedom, my freedom, freedom of indigenous peoples all over the world. Freedom for men and women and children, about self-determination. I want us in our world to know and experience the abundant fulfillment of all our needs. I want us to feel loved, to love ourselves, to know that we belong to the family of humanity. And I want us to be able to choose, all of us. I want us to be free. I don't want any possessions to possess us. And I don't want us to feel so frightened that we cannot share what we have in abundance. I don't want us to feel so frightened that we cannot allow each other our place in our family. I want us all to know this truth. Our Creator has provided. He has provided for our birth. She has given us life. We are living. And our death has been provided. I am concerned that we all choose to love. We can choose to love, knowing that we each are deeply loved. I am concerned that we all experience justice. I want justice. I want everyone that we have harmed to make us so aware of the pain that we have caused that we stop causing pain. and we choose to love. I am concerned that we are supported, that our illnesses are healed, that our hunger is met, that our sorrow is comforted, and that our fears are relieved. I want us to see each other. I want us to hear each other. I want us to touch each other. I want us to choose to love each other. I am concerned about God. I want to know, who is God? What is God's plan for me, for us? How can I do God's will? I paint my chin black. I know I need the beauty and the joy of the night, of solitude, of pain, of peace, knowing that the eternal rhythm of death and life are the rhythms of my dance, knowing that I am a sister to all who are black. Mitakwiase, we are all related. I paint the arrowhead on my right side red for the sunset, for the ending and the finishing. I paint the right side red for life and spirit and fire, knowing that I am sister to all who are red. Mitakwiase, we are all related. I paint half of myself green for all the living things, for Unchi, my grandmother. Unchi, grandmother. Unchi, Mother Earth, my precious Mother Earth. I paint myself blue for the sky and the thunder and the rain, for the power of water, for the washing and creating, for Tunkashala, the grandfather. My grandfather. Our grandfathers. The creator. Tunkashala. Mitakwiase. We are all related. I would carry in my hand the sacred pipe that has room in it for all of creation and is for us an avenue of our prayers through the pipe to heaven. I would carry the eagle feather for vision for our prayers go out to our Creator. And we need vision. Mitakwiase. I wear a medallion, which I wore tonight, symbolizing the Rose of Sharon, the Bear Cross, the Heart of God, wrapping us all with love, and Raven proclaiming that love for all people. Mitakwiase. My left hand is painted black because I fight racism and hatred and betrayal. And my right hand is red because I encourage life and energy and love. Mitakwiase. In my vision, we all stand together in a circle of sharing. And we go out in all directions, bringing back into the circle every single soul. Mitakwiase. In my vision, we sing in one mighty voice, singing about our relationship with our Creator and with each other. Mitakwiase. In my vision, we dance in one mighty beat. And our step, each step, is an expression and experience of life. Each step represents eternal, never-ending life. Mitaku. At this assembly last summer, an African woman, we couldn't speak to each other because we didn't have the same language. But we had sat in the meditation room praying together, much as the proscenium. And it came time for us to go. And she taught me something, and I want to share it with you. And could we all stand? Our left hand, we could put together into a cup. And that cup could represent our abundance. Everything that we have in abundance. Everything that we have in excess. And our right hand, we can dip into our neighbor's cup. And we can take everything we need. Because it's freely offered and it comes from their abundance. And this is the way we are related to each other. Father, I know that in this room we have many needs. We need comfort in our sorrows. We need direction for our lives. We need support and encouragement as we struggle with each other and for each other. Mother God, be fertile with this moment. Multiply it. Birth new life in lives that do not know the hope that we have seen. Multiply our words. Multiply us until we are a mighty group of people teaching each other the incredible blessing and wonderful gifts that you have given us. Lift us up during our Lenten discipline, always filled with the joy and hope of the new day that we see.
the empty cross, the resurrected Christ, the end of our suffering, the final day when we see everything clearly. Bless us each, deeply and richly, all the days of our lives. In his name we pray. Amen.